Good morning. It's 6:42. This is WHYY 90.9 FM, your NPR member station. It's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Pfizer's new antiviral pill, Paxlovid, has been billed as a pandemic game changer. If taken within the first 5 days of symptoms, it can reduce the chance of hospitalization by up to 90% for high-risk patients. The rollout has been slow and somewhat confusing in the Philadelphia region. For WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk, Nina Feldman reports.
When Lizzie Rothwell's father first started showing COVID symptoms, she knew she had to act fast. She'd heard about Paxlovid and thought he'd be a good candidate for it. He was over 65 and immunocompromised from recent surgeries and treatment for colon cancer. He also had a heart condition. But she knew the drug worked best if you started treatment right away.
I talked to a friend who was a doctor, and then he talked to his doctor, his longstanding primary care physician.
To Rothwell's surprise, the doctor said the very same things that made her think her father would be a good candidate for the pills made him high risk. The statins he was taking for his heart condition don't go well with Paxlovid.
Having seen it written up like all month in December is like, this is game changing in the pandemic. I definitely had a very dark moment around that when we realized that he really shouldn't take that pill.
Even if he had been eligible, Paxlovid would have been hard to find. Just 18 pharmacies are carrying it in southeastern Pennsylvania. That's why Philadelphia Health Commissioner Cheryl Bettegol was hesitant to tout the drug as a frontline defense against the pandemic just yet.
Even for people who are very high risk, there aren't currently enough doses available. The pills are a backstop once we have more of them.
But the few pharmacies carrying Paxlovid say they have plenty of the drug to spare. Idaya Adeyomi is the owner and pharmacy manager at Pelham Pharmacy, one of the few in Philadelphia receiving a Paxlovid allocation. She says she's been filling 1 to 3 prescriptions per day.
I mean, right now, supply outweighs the demand.
Adeyomi speculated that doctors have been slow to prescribe Paxlovid because they don't know where to call in prescriptions, or because of the short time frame during which people must start the treatment after symptoms begin.
So maybe some people are falling outside of that window, or if it's extreme condition, that they needed to be admitted. So it's just catching the patient at the right time.
She also pointed out there are a lot of drugs that Paxlovid doesn't mix well with, as in Rothwell's dad's case. Rothwell and her father gave up on trying to find Paxlovid and ended up getting him monoclonal antibody treatment through a personal connection. Now, about a month later, she says he's feeling back to normal. Rothwell says she's fortunate to have gotten help from her networks to get her dad treatment. But she says that's not a system, and it won't work for everyone.
In terms of anyone just thinking like, well, if I get sick, there is treatment. That's not what the situation was.
Nina Feldman, WHYY News.